Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Six pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Six pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Jason, I think it was you who said this in the group chat. We could have done a 12 pack. We could have done a 24 pack. We could have done that. Like, there's a lot
to go
around.
Hard to organize this.
I put this at six, but Zach Orr. You're gonna fold Jared Goff, is that right? You're gonna fake blitz and drop Mike Green back in coverage because that's gonna fool Jared Goff. Yeah, that the play calling and the lack of urgency to try to get guys to hit Jared Goff in this football game, I found a little appalling. I put it at six.
So Bone, I tried to structure this in that I looked at three macro level sort of issues that manifested themselves in this game. And then in the top three, I kind of wanted to offer some
micro
suggestions.
Oh.
Well, no. Okay. Some on like how to fix it. So kind of got to point fingers a little bit to do that.
I gotcha.
But so that's sort of how I tried to organize it.
Okay.
So
like
this really should have been higher. The fact that they gave up two drives at home of 95 yards or more that ended up in a touchdown.
I got it higher.
The fact that just on those two drives alone, the Lions held the ball for the equivalent of a quarter of this game, and they ran 25 plays for just under 200 yards. I mean, it's kind of like wild when they can do it one way, running 18 plays, and they take 11 minutes to do it. And then the other time, well, we just need like six plays, and we can do it in under 4 minutes.
Well,
we go 98 70. Yards that way, too. Yeah. I mean, really, there is a certain symmetry to it. But you want to talk about abject failure in a nutshell, there it is.
Number five.
Again, I don't feel good about putting this five, but the fourth quarter defense is a joke, and it's been a joke forever. I mean, it really has. This is a problem that bleeds back over multiple seasons. But the fact that we're sitting here about to go to Arrowhead, and they've allowed 9 more points in the fourth quarter than anybody else, they're allowing 20 more yards in the fourth quarter than anybody else, like 157. The next closest team is Arizona at 136. That they're 30th in time of possession in the fourth quarter, that they're 31st allowing 6.5 yards per play, and that they're 28th in pressure rate in the fourth quarter. Stop me if you've heard all of this before. You cannot be even a good defense in this league if you are not a very good fourth quarter defense. And they are a fourth quarter failure defense again.
My five is Marlon Humphrey. I mean, he was bad last night. We talked on the show yesterday. I was concerned about Amon-Ra St. Brown. He had 7 for 77. He could have had more if they wanted to go to him more. And Marlon got beat repeatedly by Amon-Ra St. Brown. It was, I appreciate he talked after the game because some didn't, but that was a rough night for old Marlon.
Number four.
We talked all week as we knew that Nnamdi Madubuike wasn't going to play, and we knew that Kyle Van Noy wasn't going to play, and we're like, well, where's the pass rush coming from, and what are they going to do to get a pass rush activated? They had five quarterback hits and no sacks in this game. They didn't move Jared Goff at all in this football game. And a couple of times when they got stops, I felt like the Lions got a little cute with like a quick screen here or there on like a 3rd and 7, where if he would have dropped back, he could have waited all day and found somebody over the middle. The pass rush was a joke last night.
Got it higher. I told you guys without Matabike, if you thought the middle of the field was Highway 66, no cops, open road, you thought it was wide open for business before, watch Roquan navigate the middle of the
field.
Got
that a little higher.
Without Matabike. This was astonishing to me. 61% of their rushes were up the gut. When they ran up the gut under center, right? Take out pistol, take out gun. When they got old school on the Ravens' ass, 32 carries for 213 yards, almost 7 yards a carry. Matabike is a hell of a player.
Yeah.
But this can't be the response. And what happened in the middle of the field? Well, I started documenting this time last year. We saw it in the Kansas City game. They can throw between the hash marks to whomever they want, whenever they want, and the Ravens have no answers. And they still don't. Jared Goff threw 65% of his passes to the middle of the field. He was 13 of 17 for 111 yards. His EPA thrown in the middle of the field was 0.4. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. When he threw to the middle of the field on third down or fourth down, he converted 6 of 9 times for 55 yards. They can't cover tight ends. They can't cover running backs. But they're supposed to have the best secondary in the world. All right.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason in the first half. And I think this time a week ago when we were doing six-pack defense, and Ken, I think you had Roquan number one.
I did.
Because we haven't seen that guy.
And somebody kept saying,
so
all right, we gave him his flowers, but can we stop dedicating the show to Roquan Smith? Because I don't think he can do it 2 weeks in a row.
That's what I was going to say.
That's coming.
Could he replicate
that's why he was six
this?
For me.
Could he duplicate this? And not even close.
It's a six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number 3.
Solutions time. Somebody begged you to blitz more because you have no pass rush. You didn't do it. Maybe we'll learn from this. I hope we do. The edge players, right? Owe, Ajabo, Robinson, Green, 6 pressures on 60 pass rush snaps. That's abject failure against an offensive line that we thought outside of Penei Sewell could be vulnerable. Those guys went 10 of 17 converting 3rd and 4th downs or blitz 2 times on those 17 snaps. Run blitz and pass blitz 2 times. He only blitzed Kyle Hamilton twice in the whole game. I got news for you. Stop blitzing Marlon all the time. They know that one's coming. You need to mix it up a little bit. Somebody begged him to have double slot blitzes, and you need to get Kyle Hamilton involved in affecting the ball before it comes out of the quarterback's hands because you don't have too many options. The Baltimore Ravens, to this point in the season, are 30th in sack rate, and they are 26th in blitz rate. They're blitzing less than 23% of the time. Whoever's running the defense, and I'll get to that in a minute, who I think should be, you're going to have to bring the heat more, or you're going to get bludgeoned like this every week.
I gave Roquan Smith his flowers last week, and I felt it was well-deserved. He played a great football game. He sucked last night. He did not affect anything. It looked like there's a couple of videos out there where it looked like he wanted no part of the physicality, which is a little embarrassing. Roquan Smith, as good as he was last week, he was that bad last night.
Number 2.
Not one, but 2 drives of 95 yards plus. And that's a joke. At home, and we were talking in the bullpen before the show. Jordan
Stout
had
a kitchen. It's not really a bullpen
anymore.
It's a kitchen.
Right.
It's a nice kitchen.
Yeah, it is a very nice kitchen. Jordan Stout had himself a nice day, and you get them to start drives inside the 5-yard line twice, and you let them bludgeon you once. Jason explained this earlier in his, and then Montgomery knuckles go 70 on a play, and they're right down the other side. Like, what's going on here? This is when at home with the crowd and you've got this, you're supposed to be the big bad Ravens. This is where we got you right where we want you. But no. The Lions had you where they wanted you, and they were able to do whatever the hell they wanted on the offense last night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My two, I don't care if you announce this or not. And I like, everybody likes Zach Orr personally. Everybody's rooting for Zach Orr. He's a little engine that could. Guess what? You're in Super Bowl or bust mode, whether you like it or not. And the time for training wheels and learning on the job is over. You had to blow up half your defensive staff last year. From this point on, Chuck Pagano needs to call the plays. I don't care. Like, work really hard to hide it. Like, prop Orr up or don't, because the verbal propping up of Orr is way out of hand. But like, Pagano has been a part of winning defenses before. As a coach, Zach Orr hasn't. That needs to happen. That transition needs to. That's your Dean Pease move. That's the one card you have to play. I wouldn't wait till the bye week. I certainly wouldn't wait till the end of the season. Like, it needs to happen. Give the wheel to somebody else and see if that changes things.
Number one.
Nobody appreciates pass rush more than Mr. EDC, the man in black, Johnny Cash on the sidelines where he has no business doing with his sunglasses on. I'm going to let him in a little secret. Most of the league appreciates and pays for pass rush more than you do. Your stubborn way of building your team is a failure again. Your defense sucks ass and you know it. And the only way you're going to fix it is by not letting everybody and your buddies in the media and Albert Breer and all those clowns know how close you came to this or how close you came to that, or we really wanted this guy, or no, whether it's Thibodeau, you better go out and get somebody and you better do it quickly. Like when I told you to get Judon, or like when I told you to get Zadarius, or like when I told you to get Clowney. Not that you don't need better than that, because you do, but at least that was the best of what was out there. If you keep letting this guy run unfeathered and build a team the way he's going to build it, you will continue to see defenses that come up small in the clutch and that go nowhere in the playoffs.
They gave up 224 rushing yards last night at home, third most in franchise history, an utter embarrassment. That's my one.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
I liked your suggestions at the end, Jason. Like the
Jason, so he's a fixer, and he's a people rush person.
If they listen to me, they wouldn't have to fix half the problems in the first place, but they know better.
The pass rush recalibration, it has to happen. The pendulum can't go all the way with the DBs. It has to come back in the middle. I remember, I think it was filling in for Bob when the Ravens signed Marcus Williams 3 years ago, and he got the same contract that Hassan Reddick got. And Reddick was great for the Eagles until, you know, that thing went sideways, but had all pro seasons with him. Same money that you gave Marcus Williams. The pendulum has to come back.
No, they got $35 million tied up in a middle linebacker and a running back, a 32-year-old running back. It's great. It's how I'd build my team.
Yes.
They're so much smarter than everybody else. Oh, God, they're so smart. Just ask Albert Breer.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. What did you think of last night? Who's
best
to blame for
you? Best roster in the NFL. Best roster in the NFL.
Best roster in the NFL is 1-2 with the Chiefs looming. Who's to blame? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.